may dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. You actually get to control the content of the site. So if you see something online that you think's interesting, you can submit it, whether it's a news article or a YouTube video or a blog post. You submit it to freetalklive.com as show prep, then other listeners can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike. It's actually voting that's valuable. They can vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion, and the most liked will make it to the front page and the top of the site. Many more people are likely to see them, and we're more likely to see them and talk about them here on the air. So go over and get interactive at freetalklive.com. We're here broadcasting live from the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It's a foggy day with a little bit of rain, but that hasn't dampened the activities. People are still having a blast here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and we've had quite a variety of weather this week. It was beautiful the first 3 days, and then it became a little rainy, and I don't think rain is ugly. I think it's actually pretty in its own way, and so come on up here. The fun hasn't ended yet. It's going all the way through Sunday at around noontime, so there's a whole lot of stuff going on tomorrow, but today lots of things happened, including Buzz's bigger gay dance party. It was an event that started up last year. And became even larger this year as, I don't know, what, maybe 100, 200 people kind of came in there. I would say probably 200 people over the whole time that I was there, which was for the entire 3-4 hours that it was going on. I've never really been much of a dancer, but broke it out today at the Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party. Of course, it helped that I got paid for it, which was kind of nice. You got up on this box, you start dancing, and people come and hand you silver and Federal Reserve notes. I mean, it's pretty good. Oops, I'm sorry, man. I keep turning off your mics. Go ahead.
When they say pay you, do they mean they just, like, stuff it in your gutter? Do they
totally
put it in your thong?
Is that, well, it's hard to do that with the silver, but, yeah, the dollar bills, they were definitely...
That's what that clinking noise was. I could hear it all the way up in my hotel room. It was beautiful.
So lots of people were there. It was a blast. And, of course, there have been speeches and panel discussions. Yesterday there was the Made the Move panel where people who've been here for a while were talking about their experiences and getting here in New Hampshire. You think this is a great community. It is. If you've been here to Porkfest before, you know exactly what it's like. If you haven't, you owe it to yourself, if you love liberty, to come up and check it out. But obviously, we don't all live around each other. We're spread across New Hampshire. There are hundreds of people who've made the move as part of the Free State Project, but it's all across New Hampshire. But in any given area, especially down around the southern part of the state, it's a little more populated there. In any given area, you're looking at dozens of activists that are in the area, and there's a large social movement. We had karaoke happen here a few nights ago, and karaoke is a very popular thing in Manchester and in Keene as well. We do it on a regular basis, and there are all kinds of regular social activities. We've had people come to, like, the Keene Activist Center and cook for the other activists, so people can come in and, you know, pay $5 for a meal and, you know, get a full meal and not have to worry about doing the dishes and not have to worry about all the stuff you have to deal with by going out to an actual restaurant. Of course, they're not worrying about paying for licensing fees or health inspectors or anything like that. And it's there is a real community of liberty-minded people here. It goes beyond the Porcupine Freedom Festival. I don't want people to get the wrong impression. We don't get together and party for a full week every single week down in Keene. But there are plenty of occasions to get together, and it's something like it's unlike anything I've ever experienced. Where I come from, I had a handful of friends. You know, they were friendly maybe to the ideas of liberty, but they weren't going to get active necessarily. And I would hang out with those handful of friends every so often. Here, I can do more socializing than I can stomach. I mean, there's so much to do. It can almost be a little overwhelming. There are so many opportunities to get together and build bonds with these people who are going to be your friends and neighbors and family for the rest of your life. If you're moving here as part of the Free State Project, this is a lifetime project. These are people that you've got to create these bonds with. And then when something happens or the state makes a move and aggresses, then you've got an even tighter bond with these people instead of this just being the random schmoes that show up to the Libertarian Party meeting and bitch about politics for 2 hours every 2 weeks. And that's where I come from, and this is like a completely different world. What's it like where you guys are at? I mean, Larkin, I don't know where it is you live. I know you own property in New Hampshire, but you haven't made the move thus far.
Right. We're in Philly suburbs, and unfortunately, the birthplace of liberty is also the deathplace of liberty. Mm. So for the most part, it's statist around there. And it is, there's a big difference, you know, thanks to the internet, people, like-minded people can get together even if they're on the other side of the world. But there's a big difference of being here in person with a whole bunch of people who think people should be free. It's basically we get a tiny little experimental glimpse of what humanity should be and what it could be. And it's not that we all think the same things. I think it's a big thing that should be emphasized that there are, you know, very devout religious people, yes, and there are the crazy hippies, and there are all sorts of different viewpoints, different personalities, and we don't get into fights, and we don't steal each other's stuff, and we don't beat each other up. We get along just fine, even when we're very different.
And they understand.
That's what humanity ought to be.
The one thing that they understand, and I think you touched on this last hour, is that they allow others to be free. They may not agree with Buzz's big gay dance party, but they allow it.
They don't call on a SWAT team to break it up. Exactly.
Because they don't want anybody calling a SWAT team on their church, or they don't want anybody calling a SWAT team on their marriage, or whatever it is that it's important to them. And similarly, the people at the gay dance party don't want to force their dancing ways on the Baptist. I use Baptist dance, don't they? The Baptist dance? One of those religions actually does dance in church, but...
And this is, you can actually see peaceful coexistence of very different people in one place here.
Yeah, it's time travel, right? It's like a way to go forward 50 or 100 years or however long it's going to take. It's a way of going into the future, getting your sustenance, and then going back to wherever you are if you can't stay for whatever reason, and having enough to live on for quite some time. You know, I feel like a camel at an oasis. You know, go drink up, and then I go back to the frozen socialist wasteland of Canada, and I can eat my own hump all winter. That's my way of saying it.
Well, you're not the only Canadian here. We had Kevin Innes on the program last night. He just got out of jail after spending 23 months in prison because he dared to use gold and silver as an alternative currency with the Liberty dollar. So is it as bad of a police state in Canada? It seems like the cops up there are a little nicer.
Yeah, I think they're a little nicer. The challenge in Canada, of course, to some degree, is the healthcare system because access to waiting lists is not exactly access to healthcare, and there are literally millions of Canadians who cannot get a doctor. And doctors discriminate, I think, because they want young and healthy people who they can say, "Here's a prescription, go away," rather than older people who may have more complicated health issues. So, you know, Canada is a good incentive to work out and eat well because you don't want to get sick. My doctor's great, and, you know, when you need that emergency care, it's there, but it's a really challenging system for people who've got more chronic ailments and so on. And, I remember I had a little medical procedure done. It took me 2 years to get it done. Literally took me 2 years from beginning to end to get a little cyst removed. It was nothing.
It's usually you have to go and wait to get into the general practitioner. Then he recommends typically as some sort of specialist.
You go through the revolving door of specialist billing fantasy camp, you know, where it's just like, hey, if you see another specialist, we can all kitching our way into riches. So, yeah, it
is. Do they get the flat fee where it's per person they see? How do they get paid, the specialist? Do they get paid per person they
per
run
visit.
The door?
Yeah, per visit.
So it doesn't matter how long the visit is. So if it's 5 minutes, they get paid the same amount as if it's 15, right?
I think this is a statistic came from America, but I think it's even more true in Canada. The average doctor will listen for 18 seconds to a patient's complaint.
This is in Canada?
I think it's a North American statistic as a whole. 18 seconds you get to talk before they give you something to make you go away.
Because it's really still a mostly socialist system here in the States. I mean, it's not as bad.
Well, you have public money and private profit motive, which is really, really bad. That's why the healthcare is so bad. So at least in Canada, you're, quote, capped by just they limit the supply of doctors so they can keep the cost down. Everyone thinks that's better. You know, well, the Canadian health, but there's no free lunch. I mean, all that means is you get waiting lists instead of doctors.
Let's go to you and your phone calls and thoughts. Kevin is listening in Indianapolis to WXNT. Hello, Kevin.
Hello. You were talking about people dancing in church, and there's in the middle of the state, there's a Brown County, Indiana National Park, and it's a beautiful area, but there is a church there where people actually dance with poisonous snakes. It's just amazing.
Sounds a little.
Why would you want to dance with a politician? I don't. They're very grabby, if I remember rightly.
Kevin, I don't know if you wanted to share more. You're certainly welcome to stick with us. More with Kevin here if he stands by. 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. You can dance with snakes if you want to. More coming up here. 800-259-9231. Take control. This is Free Talk Live from Port Fest 2011.
If you've never experienced gel-in with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gel-in does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gel-in?
I'm glad I have feet.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237. Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
You can dial in toll free and listen if you want. We're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition. 800-259-9231 is the number, as it always is. 1-800-259-9231. But the hosts aren't as they always are. Mark is off doing whatever with the audience. And we've got Stefan Molyneux here sitting in graciously for the next segment and until he goes off for the roast. The very first annual Liberty Roast. With Stefan,
I've got a thong and a bottle of marinade. I think I'm ready. That's my understanding of what goes down.
Roastee.
That's right.
Larkin, you will be one of the roasters.
One of the roasters, yes.
There are multiple roasters, including Jamie Crane from the hilarious Wheels Off Liberty, and some other folks I don't recall, probably Tara Lupo as well. I think Adam Kokesh will be one of them also.
I saw him on the list.
Yeah, so that sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. So get on up here to Porkfest. It's a blast. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Again, Stefan and Larkin Rose here joining me as we go back to you and your phone calls. I think Kevin might still be there. Kevin, listening in Indy to WXNT. Are you still with us, Kevin? We lose Kevin. Kevin's gone, I think. Let's try Bob, listening in Indianapolis.
Snake got him.
Also to WXNT, you're on Free Talk Live. We were talking about snakes, people that go to a church and, like, dance with snakes. Go ahead, Bob, with your thoughts.
I wasn't talking about snakes. I was talking about something else.
You can talk about whatever you want, dude. This is Free Talk Live.
Dude, I know. That's cool. The dude that started talking some stuff earlier is like, man, we're like people here in Indiana. You know what I mean? Like, we're, like, really cool.
I don't know what you're talking about. Sorry, what?
We'll try again.
Okay, please.
Have a great night, bro.
What? Am I the only one confused by that call?
No,
I think
he was
speaking in tongues.
What is it
you want to share with us, dude?
I was going to talk to you about
something. You've got an international listening audience right now, so what is it that you would like to share? Please do.
It's not happening. It's not happening. I'll talk to you next time. Okay?
Thanks for the call. Okay, so we won't then. Thanks. 800-259-9231. You know, it's always a good idea to go ahead and take some notes. If you're going to be on the radio, it can be a nerve-wracking experience. I don't know what it was. It was, you know, was his particular issue. But if you've got something to say and it's important, go ahead and just jot down a few bullet points. That way you can make sure that you've hit the things that you want to hit. And that way, you know, if you get sidetracked by some strange question by one of the hosts, maybe someone like me who's completely clueless as to what the heck you're talking about, you can reset and realize why it is that you have gone off your topic. Anyway, 800-259-9231. If you have something coherent to say, that would be preferable. But it's all right.
Oh, I gotta leave. Sorry, I gotta go then.
It's all right. As long as you can actually get on the phone and make some sort of noise, we will put you on the air. You don't actually have to be able to dial your phone. I don't know how many people at Porkfest can actually dial a phone right now. It's still early on in the evening. But if you are having trouble dialing your phone, simply hand the phone to someone who does have the ability to dial. Have them dial 800-259-9231, and we'll have our dump button ready for you in case you drop an F-bomb on the
air. That's the problem with the touch dial phones. It was better with the rotary dial phones. There was a higher barrier to entry. Yeah, because you just miss, right, if you were drunk or whatever.
Right,
so
right.
It's tougher with the touch or auto dialed your toast, right?
It's a tough life these days, I tell you, with these smartphones. All right, so the toll-free number again, 800-259-9231. Oh, want to mention silver.freetalklive.com or gold.freetalklive.com. They both take you to the same place. You may have been thinking about getting your hands on some silver. In fact, here at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there are alternative currencies going around. People are paying for things in silver. I've actually seen some copper rounds out here at Porkfest 2011. And so if you want to get your hands on some gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. We've got hand-picked gold and silver pieces. Our very own Mark Edge has worked with Midas Resources, which is the organization that is behind syndicating this radio program, to make it easy for you to get your hands on gold and silver. Because if you get into the world of buying gold and silver, it can be a little overwhelming. There are a lot of choices out there. And so the choices at gold.freetalklive.com have been limited on purpose to make it a little bit easier to choose. But go ahead, price around. Make sure it's the best price out there or darn close to it, and then head on over there to gold.freetalklive.com. I think Marcus said that if you spend enough time and effort, you might be able to pound away at eBay auctions to get a better price, but then you're pouring a lot of your time in. So what's your time worth? So once again, gold.freetalklive.com. All right, guys, you guys have to go off here shortly to the roast. But any other thoughts about reflections on this year's Porkfest, maybe compared to last year's Porkfest? Has it been markedly different for you, or is it a little more of the same, just with a bunch more people?
Well, there do seem to be a lot more people, and it's a very good sign. You know, it's one thing if 50 people, the same people every year, get together and say, yay, we wish we were free. But when 50 people get together,
that's like the Libertarian
Party
convention,
right? Right. You seem to have a bit of a beef with them,
just a bit.
But when several hundred new come in and say, "I've never thought about this stuff," and then I started reading this and this, and you hear that over and over again, you realize this is actually spreading. This isn't just preaching to the choir. People who aren't in the choir are joining the quote unquote choir, And it's working. We're getting people to understand concepts of self-ownership and a voluntary society.
It's not hard. I mean, it's a pretty easy idea.
It's a simple concept, but you don't hear it very often. But you hear it here, and it spreads, and then they spread it farther.
There's an intangible kind of positive energy in this place. Like, I'm walking around the whole time with this big, goofy grin. You know, and everybody's so friendly, and I've been really enjoyed chatting with everyone. Even people have no idea who I am, which is great too. So yeah,
that's
really,
nice for the nice ego check, right?
Nice ego check, yeah. Hey, Baldy. But no, I think I really, really want to strongly urge people to get out and meet liberty activists. Go to your conferences. Go to places like this. There's Libertopia coming up. There's the New York one on September the 10th. So I really, really want to just urge people to go. Obviously, it's good for the people who organize it. It means that there's going to be more people next year. So it's good to go out and support the people who are organizing this, but it's a really intangibly positive place to be. It feels like the center of the universe of the future.
Right? Yeah.
Hope pouring down through time from how the world could look like that's going to come, that we're trying to midwifery into being. So I really, really want to strongly urge people, come out and meet, even if it's local, if you have to travel, it's worth it. It's worth it. It's something that's memorable. Life is composed of the things we remember, and don't have a day like your last day. Go do something different. Meet people. Exchange ideas. You will remember it forever, and that's a really important thing in life.
We've got people raising their hands in the audience. It doesn't really work too well that way. If you want to step up to this microphone, I don't know if you have a question for the panel here while they're still here. We can do that.
I wanted to ask Stefan Molyneux. I'm sorry, from Bastia.org. I wanted to ask Stefan Molyneux if libertarianism was then just a marketing ploy for vacation camps.
It was a marketing ploy for vacation camps?
No. Hey, I'm not profiting from any of this. I've just strongly urged people to get out and join other liberty activists, support these organizations that are doing it. It's a lot of work to organize something like this. So whatever people can do to help these people out is really well. And you can donate. I think Porkfest takes donations.
Sure, they do. And it doesn't cost a lot to get in here. I mean, clearly this isn't an event that's designed to make some organizer buku bucks. And thanks to everybody that has taken the time to volunteer and to organize here, which is, by the way, a great way for new people to get involved in Porkfest, is to step up and
be a volunteer. Yeah, don't be shy, right? If you don't know people, some people are a little more shy in social situations. Just go up, volunteer, or, you know, hang out where people are eating and just introduce yourself. It's the friendliest group of people around.
And I would say to the people who are sort of, you know, maybe haven't thought about this stuff, aren't really into it, and they sort of expect politics to be conflict and my party's good and your party's horrible, come by and ask stuff, and you'll find out this is the group of people that doesn't want to force their ideas on you, but would be more than happy to share them with you.
Gentlemen, thanks as always for coming.
Thank you so much. It was really enjoyable.
Always appreciate it. Stefan Molyneux from freedomainradio.com, Larkin Rose from larkinrose.com. Great guys. And they are going to be here. Guys are going to be here for the rest of the weekend. Is that right? Yes, they are. So if you want to meet them, come on out here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Porkfest, PORCFEST.com. Next up, the Students for Liberty are going to join us here in a little bit. 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything. Free Talk Live.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. You know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Airandaqua.com. Purify your life today. HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Live in or visiting the Phoenix area? Come join us twice a week for our healing and deliverance services or attend our free monthly seminars. Check website for service hours and schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that you'll find on the site there completely free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features include news updates. You get signed up. We'll keep you in the loop whenever there's something you need to know about Free Talk Live. News.freetalklive.com will allow you to follow us via email, which is the best way to ensure you get everything. Also, Facebook, Twitter, you can follow us that way as well. Once again, news.freetalklive.com. Like everything else on our website, it's totally free. And you know the U.S. dollar is devaluing. You can see it happening every day. You know a new currency will take over at some point. And wouldn't you like to be in on the ground floor? Well, the bitcoins are something you might want to take a look into. They're a decentralized, anonymous internet currency. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. You can use them anywhere in the world, and their value seems only to be increasing. There's been a little dip recently, but it's still up over 10 times the amount of what it was just a few months ago. Find out more at weusecoins.org. You'll be kicking yourself in the pants in the future. Your dollars are going down, and bitcoins look like they're going up. Weusecoins.org. That's weusecoins.org. Toll-free number tonight, 800-259-9231. We're going to bring some more guests in here shortly. In fact, we'll announce them here now. They're from the Students for Liberty at studentsforliberty.org. Pericles and Ross are here. Good evening, gentlemen. Welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Thank you so much for having us.
That's Pericles. And Ross, welcome, sir.
Great. Thank you. And glad to be here.
Make sure you lean right on in as close to that mic as you possibly can. So we're going to talk a little more about Students for Liberty in just a moment, but we've got somebody on the line here who wants to talk to us, so let's go to him first. Mike is in Wisconsin. You're on Free Talk Live from Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. Yes. Hey, guys. I just
Can you guys hear me all right? I'm on the cell phone.
Yeah, go for it.
I called last night, but my cell phone died on me, which tends to happen. But I was just wondering if you guys had discussed the, if you guys were aware of a lot of this kind of hacktivism stuff going on nowadays.
Yes, well, I mean, we've heard about some of it. I mean, for instance, I think it was the FBI and the CIA that just recently got their websites hacked. In fact, I've heard rumor that the City of Orlando mayor's office has been hacked as well, as after they've continued to arrest people for handing out food to hungry folks.
Yes, they were a victim of Anonymous, and I would just thought I would call in. I said I tried calling last night as it was breaking, but you had some very important guests on, and but they nailed Arpaio's police district and released 500 megabytes of internal Arizona, Maricopa County documents. And I just thought that you all would find that rather entertaining because I've been listening to your show.
Where has this been released? Where is this being released? Is it a WikiLeaks or is it just elsewhere?
No, this is Lowell Security. They're kind of like an anonymous. They kind of broke away from Anonymous. And now they're kind of...
So you've got two different groups of anonymous hackers out there hitting different targets. That's going to confuse the government even more. So that's great news. Now, LulzSec is the organization that took down Sony's servers, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes. Yes, you are correct. And they also, I believe they're the ones behind the CIA hack as well.
Fantastic. So what did they do? They released 500 megabytes of information from, like, emails and such from Joe Arpaio's organization?
And various PDFs, images. There's a really good article on Boing Boing about they kind of drill down into a couple, you know, maybe like 10 documents with a little detail. There's also another really good article that I came across where they discuss a lot of the kind of secret technologies, but the ways in which Mexican drug cartels smuggle drugs across the border. I thought that was kind of an interesting little thing that you can find at a betanews.com. There's an article about it. And there's just a lot of really interesting revelations coming out. And
I bet.
Sometimes we'll
give me some of the top stuff that you've seen. I mean, because Joe Arpaio is the lowest of the lows of the order of thugs, and it wouldn't surprise me if there were all kinds of just nasty things that were posted. I mean, what have you seen?
Well, right now, the only article I've pulled up that I can read, because I'm kind of huddled near a window for reception, is this technology article. But I will say that I, in researching kind of these developments, I went to Arpaio's Twitter feed, and he is such a narcissist. Like, it's so frightening just how much he likes to bloviate about himself. But in terms of this technology article...
He's America's toughest sheriff.
Yeah, it's just ridiculous. It's so ridiculous. But they're, you know, the Mexican drug cartels are using laptops as basically like mules for drugs. They also talk about like homemade tanks, social networking for gang influence, YouTube, obviously, cell phone weapons, and ways to kind of remotely wipe your phone in the event that American authorities grab you. Like, there's a lot of really interesting just kind of general technological considerations to kind of see how the black market, how they adapt to the state's influence and their violence against providing a service.
When was this information released? Was it today or this week or what?
I'd gotten home around 7 o'clock yesterday, and I just tuned into this website and saw that LulzSec had released the 500 megabyte torrent. And I just called you guys immediately, and I said, like, it's still kind of breaking. Like, you know, organizations are slowly starting now, instead of just the hack being the issue, now they're starting to kind of delve down into what was released. And that's kind of what's breaking now.
I look forward to hearing more about it. And thanks for the heads up, Mike. Thank you for the call tonight at 800-259-9231. Guys, from students from Liberty, Pericles Ross, are you familiar with Joe Arpaio and what's going on down there in Maricopa County?
Well, this is Ross speaking. I'm from Phoenix, Arizona. I went to Arizona State, and we worked with the SB 1070, the bill with the identification for immigrants. We worked on the protests there. We were out there in the community. We were displaying our support for immigrants and immigrant communities and trying to show our support and the libertarian messages for all people. It's not just for Americans.
Absolutely.
We were out there, and that's what Students for Liberty is all about, really.
So you've actually been in Maricopa County, then?
Yes, I've been there for probably close to like 8 years, 8 or 9 years.
Oh, you live there?
I do, but I'm kind of a nomad now. I just graduated, so now I'm on the road.
It's a good place to leave, it seems like.
I actually quite like it, but I've ignored the state pretty successfully in my time there. So.
Well, that's lucky, because a lot of people haven't been able to do that. This guy puts people in jail cells out in the desert if they, you know, are caught doing prostitution or having a plant in their pocket or something like that. So a lot of people have had a run-in with this this person and his sheriffs, and it's a real bad scene. He's a sadist.
Oh, absolutely, yes. And the tent city is apparently pretty brutal. I've had friends there that are people that I've known that have had DUIs that end up out there, and I hear it's pretty gnarly.
I like living in a place where the sheriff doesn't have a reputation. Like, I've heard the guy's name because he's run for office again and has been reelected, but nobody knows who he is because he's not out there, you know, beating people and having his agents crush skulls or whatever horrible things Joe Arpaio is doing.
I heard he had Steven Seagal. Did you see that new show he had out where he's out there now? I haven't seen it, but I'm kind of horrified and kind of scared to see it. For everything that comes out of Phoenix, all the news from Arizona is always horrible.
Yeah.
I always feel...
If Steven Seagal shows up, you just give up immediately. Just,
yeah. I'm sorry.
He's kind of fat, actually. You could probably just run away, and he wouldn't be able to catch you. But he might shoot you in the back. That's what those cops do. So, not all cops are bad. In fact, I saw somebody wearing a law enforcement against prohibition T-shirt. He's in the back there. Maybe we'll pull that guy up here in a little bit and talk to him, because those guys, I don't know, have you guys ever met the guys from LEAP?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, Students for Liberty works with LEAP quite frequently.
So let's talk about Students for Liberty. I mean, what is it? The website studentsforliberty.org. I've certainly seen you guys here at Porkfest before. So what is Students for Liberty?
Well, we're a 501c3. We're based out of D.C., but the organization is very decentralized. We don't have official chapters or anything like that. It's more like whatever pro-liberty group forms on a college campus, we'll back them up with resources, books, a speakers list with speakers who are willing to come out for free or at low cost and talk to their college campus. Mm-hmm. And they can be, you know, issue-specific, like pro-free speech or just general libertarian. We like to be kind of an umbrella organization. We don't necessarily isolate or discriminate against different libertarian types. There's no litmus test.
I see. I want to find out more about your organization here in a little bit, so stick with us. And if you've got a question for Pericles and Ross from Students for Liberty at studentsforliberty.org, they're here with us, and we'll take your calls as well. Plus, we'll probably get that guy from Law Enforcement Against Prohibition up here, hopefully. Can you come up later, dude? Oh, he looks a little nervous. He's not sure about that. All right, we'll see. All right, 800-259-9231. We'll still talk about LEAP because it's a great organization. We're coming up. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizeDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This huge summer sale ends tomorrow. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
Never buy home canning jar lids again.
No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids. The original since 1976.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. We're here at Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. It is a lovely time, not just because of the scenery, but also the people. It's all about meeting liberty-minded folks, many of whom are considering a move here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. The concept there is to get as many liberty-oriented people together in the same place as possible so we can actually have a shot at achieving liberty in our lifetime. Thus far, about 1,000 people are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Almost 11,000 people are signed up as to become movers at some point. We want to reach 20,000. So we're about over halfway there, and there's some things that we can do to kind of speed up the process. And certainly bringing people here to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think, speeds up a lot of people's decisions to go ahead and make the move sooner rather than later. And there's delicious food, by the way. I've still got it in my mouth. But the food's awesome here. The vendors are incredible, and they're always they're busting butt out there, selling all kinds of different products and services, and doing it all without a license or without government permission. We haven't even really mentioned that yet. So there's lots to see, lots to do, activities, family fun, debaucherous parties. It's just a great time for everybody that loves the ideas of freedom. Come on out. Go to porkfest.com. It's not too late. You can still come up here for Saturday. There's a lot going on tomorrow. We'll talk more about what some of the itinerary is here in a little bit. But we've actually got some of the guys from studentsforliberty.org on here with us tonight. Pericles and Ross are here. And we're just getting into talking about what Students for Liberty is. It's an organization that supports other liberty-oriented groups. So you don't have chapters necessarily, right? You just have resources.
Right. We're more of a network that's how we like to coin it, that students and their student groups can tap into to get their members and the people on their campus and their local communities the best resources possible. But we also do some events. We have regional conferences. We're going to be running multiple regional conferences all across the country in the fall, and then we have our international conference in February, which draws everybody into D.C. for one a longer major event that actually has gotten so large now where, for the first time, we're looking at a space off college campuses, a more convention-sized space.
So Ron Paul, he kind of, like, hangs around your organization. What's your relationship with him? It seems like I've heard his name in tandem with Students for Liberty before.
Slightly. I'm sure a lot of the younger generation has been influenced by Ron Paul, like I was myself. But I think Ron Paul works more with one of our partner organizations, Young Americans for Liberty. We work well with them. They handle the political, educational aspect. Students for Liberty tries to stay more ideas-based. So we don't really delve into politics at all, especially
You're not supporting candidates. You're just getting out there with the concepts and getting the ideas into people's minds.
Right, exactly.
That's great. Now, you were mentioning something during the break I thought was definitely worthy of discussing. Since we're here at Porkfest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, you guys have been up here in the media room where we do the show here at Porkfest. Every day at around 1:30, you've got special guest speakers, and there's a circle of chairs, and a lot of younger folks are there attending that. You mentioned something about a scholarship. Tell me about that.
Well, we brought up about 14. Was that about right, Pericles?
Yeah, I think it was about 14.
We had a couple late joiners, but yes, we brought up a bunch of students up here, and we love Porkfest. We came back from it last year, and we go to a lot of libertarian events, being student libertarians and kind of growing into the D.C. policy world. This is what we do pretty often, but we came back from Porkfest, and we loved it. We loved the people were living liberty and wasn't just wearing suits and going to banquets. And so when we left, we had to bring people back here. And we didn't want to overschedule it, so we brought up these 14 students, 14-ish, and we just had one event a day. We wanted to get them face-to-face with some of the brightest minds in the libertarian movement. And so on Tuesday, we brought in Dr. Roderick Long of the Mises Institute and the Alliance of the Libertarian Left. And we also brought in on Wednesday, Brad Spangler of Center for a Stateless Society. Yesterday was Stefan Molyneux.
Wow, great.
And then today we did Bob Murphy and Dan D'Amico of the Mises Institute here in the same room.
Super. What's up for tomorrow? Doing something then?
I think actually we anticipated that the weekend would be so full of events because, you know, the last weekend is kind of when people really start getting involved, getting here. You can see everything's packing up already. Like, people are just packing in right now. So we left it open so that the students could experience some of the other things. We didn't want it to be like the average D.C. experience where all day you're stuck from event to event to event with no room for personal choice.
Right.
So these events were great. We wanted to expose students to a new type, a new angle on libertarianism that they might not be familiar with, and they were able to ask direct questions, and the questions weren't just about theory, but they were also about, you know, just life advice. You know, should you get involved in policy? Should you maybe focus in academia? Maybe avoid that altogether, go into activism or something like that.
Students for Liberty, is it only a college organization, like college kids that are involved, or is it anybody that's in high school? Are they welcome as well? Who's welcome in the organization?
Oh, right now, our main focus is college, but we have done some high school outreach, and we are seeing high school groups actually take on the name Students for Liberty in their groups. And so while they're not necessarily official chapters, either are our college ones, sometimes they do adopt the name. And so we are seeing that become more of a trend and thinking about catering to high school level. But for the moment, most of the focus is college.
I think it's great, and the more youth oriented outreach, oriented organizations in this movement, the better. Certainly, young people are open to these ideas. I mean, they see, they're not blind, they're not stupid, like some people would treat them. They would treat them as though they're, you know, just useless, and you know, to their detriment if they treat them that way, because they are paying attention to what's going on around them, a lot of them, and they see their friends being arrested for things like possession of marijuana or underage drinking. And do you find that it's issues like personal freedoms that really resonate with these young people, or is it, you know, economics a big deal too?
Well, it depends on which sort of political philosophy and culture that you grew out of too. Like, I guess I came from more of like a middle class background, and so I definitely identified a lot with economic issues growing up, but I also had a very strong social streak, and it wasn't until later I put together that, oh, I guess I'm a libertarian. These people are out there and they exist. And Students for Liberty helps people come to that realization. You're not alone on campus. There's a whole network of people that are out there that think just like you and in many of the same ways. And so we aim to strive to connect all of them together.
Yeah, out on campus, it's actually very interesting. You see such like an inherent want to question authority in most college students. You know, if you're doing like if one of the groups is doing a tabling event or some kind on campus or some kind of outreach event, people come up and just start engaging in debate right away. And at that time, that you know, students have now left their homes and their families, and they're out there in the world exploring new ideas for themselves, and they're just as excited to get into it as you know, most veteran libertarians are. So I find that the younger generations are very predisposed to libertarianism. They just aren't aware of it yet. They're like unknown libertarians.
Well, luckily we've got people like Ron Paul and others out there that are increasing their visibility. Ron Paul, of course, did a pretty great job in 2008. I expect he's going to do even better. And you saw, like, he made a point of saying there are a lot of young people that would come out to his rallies. A lot of young people were getting excited by the things that he was saying. And it's pretty difficult for an old man to excite young people, but that guy actually manages to do it. And it's not because he's Ron Paul. It's because of his message. He just happens to be Ron Paul. Anybody else could be bringing that message to young people, and they're going to hopefully get excited by it and get willing to get active and you know, join Students for Liberty and you know, create their own group on campus and get out and start doing outreach. I don't know if you guys work with the Advocates for Self-Government at theadvocates.org.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you do, like, the world's smallest political quiz, set that up on school campuses?
Yeah. We frequently, pretty much all of our student groups in our network probably have a huge kit of those sitting on standby. So.
What happens? I mean, I mentioned this earlier in the show tonight. When I've done OPH, Operation Politically Homeless, which is this thing you go, you hand out the world's smallest political quiz. It's 10 questions. Somebody answers those 10 questions, yes, maybe, or no, and then you kind of give them a location on a graph, and the location shows them, are you a leftist, or are you a conservative, or are you a libertarian, or are you a centrist, or are you an authoritarian, and it gives people an idea of where they're at politically. And of course it is beyond the old left-right spectrum. It expands the left-right spectrum to hopefully expand the paradigm of the person who's looking at this quiz to realize, huh, there's more than left or right. And then, oh, wow, it says I'm a libertarian. What's that mean? Or, I didn't know that. I'll look into this. So it's a really eye-opening, I think, quiz for people that, in many cases, haven't thought too hard about the issues. You know, they may have their opinions on one or two things, but for the most part, young people may not be too well-versed, I guess, on these issues. So it gets them a starting point from which they can get started. But what I noticed was that at, Gay and Lesbian Pride Fest, there were liberals and libertarians. And a handful of authoritarians. At the gun show, there were conservatives and libertarians, and a handful of authoritarians. At the county fair, it was all over the damn map. What's typical college campus? Is it liberals and libertarians? I mean, what do you see as far as the results of these world's smallest political quiz?
I've had a few. I mean, they run all over the place, but definitely more probably progressive left is generally the most common thing. But I've had a couple people that fell, like, at the very bottom of the map in the authoritarian camp.
Most hardcore authoritarian.
And I we're always kind of surprised how they got there. And we're like, do you consider yourself an authoritarian? Or
yeah.
How did you end up here? What are you doing?
What do they say?
I remember one gentleman who did it, and I think he was from another country, and I don't think he understood it very well because... Oh, is it that time?
It's that time, but I see where you're coming from.
Oh, yes.
I appreciate that. Guys, Russ and Pericles from studentsforliberty.org, thanks for coming on Free Talk Live here tonight. Folks should go and check out your website, especially if they are in high school or college or going into one of those places and are interested in starting a student group, if one doesn't already exist. And if one does, then there's some unique resources available. studentsforliberty.org. Thanks, dudes. We're coming up from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011. Hour 3 is next.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There is a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.
Andro Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and sakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Walmart near you.